In this week's Arts, we look at Europe's film heritage as compiled in a unique project organized by the Deutsche Film Institute. Called the European Film Gateway, the project only recently came online. It makes available to users extensive videos, documentary footage, trailers, images, and other historical material compiled by participating European film archives and film houses. The Czech Republic's own National Film Archive is a partner. I spoke to Georg Eckes of the Deutsche Film Institute and began by asking him how long it had taken for the project to reach fruition.
It was long and hard work. We worked on the portal about 2.5 years together with our colleagues from the 16 film archives across Europe. And putting all that together was both a stressful job, but also very rewarding. And my feeling was that I was happy to finally get the job done, and a little bit of pride to get that job done, because that was not so easy, getting data and content from 12 different countries together.
We will, of course, discuss some of the content specifically, but let me ask you first, what is the primary aim of the Gateway, and who is it open to?
To answer your second question, it is open to everybody. There is no restraint concerning access to what's in the European Film Gateway. We don't charge. There are no royalties or fees involved whatsoever. So we are very much about free access for everybody. Now, who are we targeting with this? It's basically everybody who is interested in European film heritage, be it like a researcher or a journalist, a student, or a curator, or just plainly somebody who has seen a movie on TV or in the cinema and wants to know a little more about it, and wants to get a little more background about what he has seen.
My understanding is that this is really unique in terms of the amount of material, the volume of material that it brings together online.
Yes, it's at the moment we have like almost 500,000 objects online from currently 15 content providers, that is the film archives. Indeed, it's unique, it's unprecedented, maybe even in the world. And the European Film Gateway is also a main contributor to Europeana, which is the platform for the cultural heritage of Europe.
Are there periods which are, say, predominant in the archive? Do you focus more on the beginnings of film, the silent era, or is it more diversified?
It's very much across the board. You have content that comes from even the pre-cinema era. For example, much of what the Cinémathèque Française contributes to the EFG is around pre-cinema technology and so on, and also products from the pre-cinema era, like the magic lantern slides that the Cinémathèque Française contributes, which is basically one of my favorite collections in the EFG, up to basically today. For example, what we contribute from the Deutsches Film Institut, this is also stills and trailers and documents from the very current film production of today. And so does, for example, the Danish Film Institute with the Danish film production. I need to issue one statement of warning, in a way. You will not usually find the contemporary films themselves on the European Film Gateway, because of our very open access stance on this, actually. Those films are still in a commercial distribution, so you don't find the films themselves on the European Film Gateway, but all documents surrounding them, basically, or many of those that we hold. If you want to watch the movies themselves that we have on EFG as videos to watch, those are basically more from the early eras of cinema.
What was cooperation with the Czech side like from the Czech National Film Archive? Were they happy to be on board?
Oh, yes. We have a long tradition of working together with the Czech Film Archive. Me, personally, I have been working on European projects for almost 10 years now. And that's also when we began collaborating with the Czech Film Archive. We started our collaboration back then with putting together a big repository of film censorship material from the 1920s and 1930s, which is also in the EFG. And we continued with a project that was called Midas for putting together a union catalogue of nonfiction film holdings. And we proceeded now in the European Film Gateway projects together with them. The Czech Film Archive was always one of the first archives in Europe to be on board on these big cooperation projects. And we collaborate very nicely.
Just one follow-up question there regarding the censorship projects. Would these have been films that would have, say, erotic content, or were there other reasons for censorship?
Oh, yeah, partially. There was censorship because of erotic content. There was censorship because of political content. And in that repository, you basically have documented all kinds of reasons why films were censored in the 1920s and 1930s. That's not the only reason why this film censorship repository is so important. In many cases, the censorship documents are the only evidence that's left of the film today, actually. And if you want to know more about lost films, that kind of evidence is very important if you're a film historian and want to research films from the silent film era.
Let me ask you this, in terms of the digitization process, would this kind of project even have been possible, say, 10, 15 years ago?
No. It's both a question of digitization. Although the project itself did not digitize, it was only about putting together objects that are already digitized. The technology for putting all of that together was not there just like 15 years ago.
How would you compare viewing this material online? What is the experience like compared to seeing this kind of footage on a real screen? Obviously, for most of us, that original experience is lost, is inaccessible, but I'd like to hear how you see it.
Many cases, at least concerning the material that we have in EFG, thankfully, the original film and the original experience is not lost because the films are kept in the archives and they are safeguarded there. You also cannot compare the experience of watching one of the films, for example, one of the silent films that we have in EFG on a computer screen to watching it in a cinema on a big silver screen, actually. And with our portal, we do not compete with that in any way. It's not possible. It is more about providing people with a first glance of what European film heritage is about, and also providing them with learning opportunities so that they know more about the European film heritage and that they eventually also end up in a movie theater again and watching a silent film again, which is a great experience.
Have you also received a lot of feedback from users of the new portal?
Since it's not been so long since we went online, it's not that much yet, but we received some initial feedback. We received feedback along the lines of, I have 400 films, where can I put them online? We have received feedback, for example, like complaining, why isn't that online yet, and stuff like that. And so very critical and constructive feedback, basically. And at the moment, we have also put up an online survey for users because we want to know a little bit more about what users think about our portal.
Georg Eckes of the Deutsches Film Institut, ending that edition of The Arts by Jan Wellinger.